American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is November 27th, 2023, and the opening theme music for the original Star Trek has meaning tonight. Yes, it does. Tonight is welcome to my final broadcast of the National Intel Report. The flagship show created by the late John Stadmiller will be retired on December 4th. New programming. After 18 years, 16 years of John behind the mic in the last 2 years, carried on by the five RBN hosts on this network, it has been my pleasure and an honor to carry out John's show. But the time has come to retire the show and the five hosts to return back to our shows. The show will be retired. John is still in our thoughts as we move forward. New programming in this slot, one host, 5 days a week. I wish him great success. Tonight's show, I gave a hint last week. This show was out of this world. Never discussed on this network by a host. Never. I am groundbreaking, making new ground tonight, breaking new ground tonight. So I want you to relax. I want you to take in the information from my guest. Do your own research. Reach your own conclusions. Tonight's show is about UFOs. UFOs and what the government knows. I have a special guest from California, Mr. Jim Ledwith. I believe we have him yet. Julie, do we have him yet? Julie, do we have Jim? I haven't heard from Julie. All right, well, you know, this is the reason I brought in the Star Trek theme music, because Hollywood has brought us many things that we thought was just fictional. It wasn't real, but we find out later on. Yeah, we have them. We find out later on that Hollywood actually is kind of giving us little bits and pieces of what's coming in the future. They really do, and the technology and everything else. And so I wanted to entertain this topic tonight because I've had some experience in this area, believe it or not. I've got some great information for you. Like I said, keep an open mind what we're going to talk about tonight, information that Jim Ledwith is going to bring you, and what I have to bring you also in information from a very good source in the Pentagon. I can tell you, UFOs and aliens are real. They are real, okay? I'll tell you more of my information a little later on, where I got it, how I got it. That'll bring it to the show. But I've always thought about, you know, government has a terrible reputation of telling us the truth. And I started thinking about the word we talked about many times on this show, conspiracy theory. Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theory. We've talked about it a lot. Conspiracy theories. Well, conspiracies are out there. They're true. They're real. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they are. But when the data all lines up, the theory stops becoming a theory, and it becomes more of a reality, and it actually becomes a conspiracy, a true conspiracy. Two or more who conspire to defraud for personal gain. In this case, we're talking about government clamming up, pretty much saying nothing, saying it doesn't exist. But there's so much evidence to say that it really does exist. That's what I'm going to talk with you tonight about, is the evidence that exists that they tell you that does not exist, things they can't deny. Now, I've always believed that ask questions for things that don't meet the narrative. Ask questions. If it doesn't sound right, something sounds fishy, why not ask questions? What is wrong with asking a logical question and response, getting a logical answer in return? That's what we do. We ask questions, we expect answers back. But when somebody quickly attacks you and comes at you with the, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're a nut job, placing you in a group of fools, because that's exactly what the term is supposed to do. It's supposed to make you look foolish and stop in your tracks of asking questions, follow-up questions. They want to stop you. Stop you from what? Asking questions. Logical questions which deserve logical answers. And that's what we're going to discuss tonight. The evidence that exists that we are being lied to. UFOs are what the government knows. They know a lot. They know a lot. And so without further ado, I want to bring on my expert tonight, ufologist Jim Ledwith from California. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Steve. Thank you.
Well, you know, the conspiracy theory here, I've got Rob James with me too. Rob, are you there?
I am.
Rob James.
Yes,
checking in. Rob?
I'm here.
Beam us on up. Okay. We're all together then. So the reason I brought up the conspiracy theory, because that's the term that's typically used to shut you down from asking questions. And I started thinking about it. We've talked about a lot on this network a lot about conspiracy theory. But I started thinking about conspiracy theory was something that was used quite handily by the government during the Kennedy assassination, after the Kennedy assassination. But I thought about it. You know what? It actually goes back a heck of a lot farther back than that. And something that I investigated personally, myself, and I know what you've personally spent a lot of time investigating, and that would have to be what they call the Roswell incident, Roswell, New Mexico, July of 1947. And let's begin our little discussion right there, Jim.
Okay. What do you mean?
It happened. A plane, a disc. Actually, I got the actual article right here. Here it says RAAF captures flying saucer on ranch in Roswell region. It's on your little billboard for the lecture that you gave in Sonoma, which I went to. And at that time, your lecture was opening up. It was Hollywood and UFOs in Roswell. It was October 17th, 2016. I participated in that with you. But that's a headline from the Roswell Daily Record. RAAF captures flying saucer on ranch in Roswell region. And I want to break the news right off the bat because I told you about it when I called into your show and overhead gave my information that this story was first spun as a disc in the possession of the military. And then within 24 hours, the story changed. That's pretty much a dead giveaway as far as I'm concerned, Jim. A dead giveaway, Rob, you might agree with me on this. A dead giveaway to a cover-up, a lie. When you make a statement like that, we have in our possession a space disc, something that doesn't belong to us, and then you later on turn around and change it within 24 hours to say, well, it was a weather balloon. Well, that doesn't quite meet the narrative of cornering off about 7 to 9 square miles, having military round up all kinds of debris that fell from whatever it was, the space disc itself, and then threatening, intimidating witnesses, what they saw. That doesn't quite match the story of a weather balloon. First of all, when a weather balloon breaks up, it doesn't cover about 9 square miles. So, Jim, let's go ahead and start with that. The lies that didn't meet the narrative. Right off the bat, we realized that my grandfather was in the military. I was in the military, my father, my brother. And I got to say that a colonel maybe got a little excited there when they had the disc in their possession and got a little excited and then came out and said, well, I kind of screwed up. I shouldn't have given this information away. So now I have to come back with this cover story and stand next to a weather balloon and said, here's what it was, a weather balloon. It doesn't quite make sense because I'm pretty sure a colonel in the military high up would be able to distinguish between a flying disc and a weather balloon. He simply got a little too excited, and the military said, you're screwing up here. We got to keep this secret, cover it up. My guess, Jim, and you can maybe agree or disagree, the reason they did the cover story was to protect what they may have salvaged or taken from the debris, the wreck itself.
Right.
Probably if something military-wise, maybe weaponry, I don't know. But something they would later on reverse engineer it for the benefit of the military. That's only I can come up with. And your take on that, Jim?
Well, my take is simple. We were blatantly lied to, as you're alluding to. The reality is this. The intelligence officer, Major Jesse Marcel, for the 509 bomb group that took the disc, he later in life, in the 1980s, and this is on YouTube, he says it was from outer space. Here was the guy that was, he was the one that posed in the photograph with the debris, not right. from a UFO, but from a weather balloon.
Right.
And here he is on camera saying, no, it wasn't from this earth.
Right. So the technology side of it, you're pretty sure that's why they did the cover story later on. At the time, we're not in good relations with Russia at that time. That's Russia, actually that was the Soviet Union, not Russia. The Soviet Union. So I would assume some of this was to make sure, of course, we can remain a superpower, but possibly that the weaponry that may have been found or something on this flying disc that was found would definitely be beneficial to our military to keep our superpower status. I would assume.
Probably. Yes. Of course. You know, it's all about money and power.
Always. Right? Yeah.
It's all about.
Yeah, the whole 9 square miles secured by the military to pick up the pieces of a weather balloon. That doesn't quite meet the narrative also. So I'm going to break the news that I told you personally, then I actually called into your symposium, is the reason I know that this event actually happened the way it was reported the first time was that because my grandfather was stationed in the Pentagon in 1947, and I never got to ask him this question. I was not interested in this topic until I'd say maybe 10 years ago. I did a lot of research. I actually flew out to Albuquerque and then drove over to Roswell, went to the museum, started reading a lot of books, a lot of people, Stanton Friedman, and a lot of people out there that have a lot of expertise in the subject matter information to share. And so one day I was talking to my father, and within the last 10 years I was talking to my father, and I said, you know, it's interesting, I've been doing research on this. Did grandfather, when he was in the Pentagon, he was at the same time. I said, did he ever mention anything about the Roswell crash to you? And he said, yeah. And I was kind of surprised. I said, well, what did he say? He said, well, exactly what the official narrative was, and then they changed the story. And I said, really? And I said, did you and Grandpa ever have any talks on this discussion? He said, we did. He said, but you know, the old soldier, the good soldier keeps his mouth shut when he's told to keep his mouth shut. That's playing the good soldier. So basically the conversation my grandfather had with my own father was, I told you the truth, but it remains here. The story remains here. It doesn't go outside this house. So the whole story of the disc crashing in the Roswell desert there was true. It did happen. I would assume everything after the fact would be true also of talking alien life that was taken away and recovered. And later on, I think the aircraft was supposedly moved, and maybe the bodies were removed, taken to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio. So everything pretty much that was spoken initially that we heard later on in some research, but the disc crashing in Roswell was true, very true. And my grandfather would have knowledge of that. So again, lies, 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 and now we get some truth, and now we're opening up to see what else would we lie to about on the situation.
Right. You're right.
Yeah. Let's talk about Bob Lazar. A lot of effort's gone into Bob Lazar to discredit this guy here, that he never worked for government. He never was working in a hangar, a secret hangar, and doing reverse engineering on a spaceship. Here, they did a lot of hit jobs on this guy here who came forward with as a whistleblower. And that's also a dead giveaway to me when somebody is lying to you, is that they work very hard to discredit the whistleblower, the person that came forward. And they did a pretty good job, but he sounded like he had all his ducks in a row, Jim. Everything he spoke about, he gave detail of what he did, what his job was, and probably others also doing the job of reverse engineering. But he wasn't a crackpot. He wasn't a kook. He was working for government, and along the way, I don't know why he decided to speak out about what he was doing with the government. I never heard rationale of why he decided to come forward with this information, but they went out of their way to try to discredit this man.
Yes. Yes. That's what you do when you want to cover it up.
Yeah, they do. To this day, I don't even know what he's up to these days. But there are a lot of people. Have you had problems with people coming after you, trying to discredit you?
Not really.
Not really?
No. No.
Well, I'm gonna throw some pioneer names at you because you know these people. Stanton Friedman, of course. I'm trying to remember the ER doctor's name. Stephen M. Greer. Stephen M. Greer, you're familiar with him. Have probably worked with him. Tell us about this Disclosure Project. What's going on there these days, the Disclosure Project?
You know, I'm not overly convinced that Stephen Greer is a nice person. He's a good speaker, and he does a lot of good work. But I just think I've heard rumors that he works both sides.
It's controlled opposition. We call that the controlled opposition.
So he probably is the controlled opposition.
Yeah.
So I'm not too sure. I mean, it's great. You're going to go out, you got to talk to E.T. E.T.'s here already.
Yeah.
There's nothing. The ones he wants to talk to are probably another species. But the ones that I'm working with, not working with, the ones I'm investigating and researching have a totally different agenda.
Well, you know, I used to live in Utah, and I understand. I've been out to Area 51. Of course, you can't really get inside the area. I've been outside the area. And I understood, of course, it's very secretly guarded and supposedly shoot to kill if you even try to get in there. But there's something to hide there. But I also understand that Utah has become the next new Area 51, mainly around the Dugway Proving Grounds. And evidently, at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, they'll pull out of the hangar some of their secret aircraft and do a little test flying here and there. So I would assume a lot of the sightings that we're seeing would simply be our own technology being tested in the Utah desert there. But, that's something to think about also. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I've been apprehended at Area 51. I've been there and they got me.
They got you. What happened then?
They got
me. Oh, we got a commercial break coming up here. Jim, hold on with me. Stay tuned.
Okay.
hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Incident in July of 1947, and I start looking at the transcripts of the incident itself, Jim, and I just have to laugh sometimes that sometimes whoever decides to you know, make up the scenario here of this is the narrative and push this narrative, they're not very good at it. They're not very good at it at all. To point to a weather balloon from a disc and then change the story within 24 hours to a weather balloon, calling it Project Mogul, and say that the bodies that they did recover were simply dummies that were thrown out of the weather balloon, it just doesn't quite make sense. Why would you do that? Why would you want to drop dummies out of a weather balloon? Explain that to me. Well, no, again, this is a logical question to ask. And you don't get a logical answer back. What you get back is you're a conspiracy theorist, you're a nutcase, you're a nutjob. You're grouped into a group of fools who ask questions. Well, I think it's a pretty good question to ask. You know, your narrative must meet some kind of criteria, a standard to say truth or a fallacy. And that's exactly what I saw with many parts of the Roswell incident.
Well, you know what, Steve? Here's an interesting thing. You mentioned the dummies. The only dummy for us, if we fall for it. But the reality is, the dummies, I think it was Yosemite Sam was the first dummy that was dropped from aircraft. But that was 1952, not 1947. So right there, there's a major problem.
Yeah.
We got a five-year gap.
Yeah, you do.
Right.
Well, you know, I look at situations like this, Jim. It's like the faking the moon landing here. You know, to put fear in the Soviet Union. Reagan did the same thing with faking out the Russians with the Star Wars program, and that we had weapons in space. We could take out the satellites. We could take out nuclear missiles that came to the United States with our Star Wars program. Of course, none of that was true at that time. It may be now, but at that time, we did not have that technology. The U.S., Jim, has a long, long history of lies and propaganda to meet an objective and an agenda. And that's exactly what I saw with this cover story in 24 hours, changing from a saucer disc that's not ours to a weather balloon. I mean, it was the hokiest excuse narrative I've ever seen in my life. And then, of course, if that's the case, then why threaten the people, the witnesses, the eyewitnesses to the crash and who saw the debris? That's not necessary if it's a weather balloon. None of that stuff is necessary.
That's true.
None of it's necessary. Rob, are you still in there? Rob James, are you still with me? All right. Anything you want to throw at Jim here? I'm going through notes. Anything you got on your agenda there?
Well, here's a question, Jim. How does this, the timeline of this comes in similar? Well, I don't remember exactly when Admiral Byrd first went down to the, Antarctica, and there were reports that he saw flying saucers with swastikas on them. So, and I know nobody wants to talk about that stuff, but Hitler was involved with any potential way to create any weapons, and he was into the occult. So, again, we're getting into some gray areas that people don't want to talk about, but, we get involved with that, and we have in Congress the admission that alien life forms are actually evil entities. So the question is, what is what? Because we're listening to the government, like you're saying, they lie about everything. I don't believe anything.
Yeah.
So
having lived in Utah, Rob and Jim, the government doing all their nuclear bomb testing there, and of course saying there's no health risk, there's no concern. Well, I tell you, I worked at the hospital there for nearly 9 years, and the cancer that we saw from those exposed downwind, the downwinders in Utah, southern Utah. So, I have a big problem. I don't trust government. I haven't trusted government in a long time. I had a friend who died just, 2 weeks ago now of Agent Orange at the age of 72. And when government says something, I typically look for things that actually agree and match the narrative, that they say it's a true statement, or if I don't see it, I ask questions. And again, quickly we're shot down by asking logical questions that deserve logical answers, and we're quickly tossed into that group of nut jobs, conspiracy theorists. When, if you think about it, Jim, we have nearly a million people in prison these days, and who were caught in a conspiracy to defraud. So these people act like the world is so perfect there are no conspiracies, and we know that's a lie. Stay tuned. More to come.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
UFOlogist from California here. Somebody I've worked with in the past here. And, Jim, we have our first call tonight from Carolina here. Let's talk to Bruce in Carolina. Bruce, what's your question?
Well, Steve, welcome back to the hot seat in Main Street of America.
Yeah. What a hot topic tonight. This is we're breaking new ground tonight. I think John is up there probably scratching his head, said, geez, Steve, you got big cojones to tackle this one here. This is not Coast to Coast AM, but, you know, the reason I had the opening theme song of after John's theme song of Star Trek is because how many times have we all walked outside in the backyard and on a perfect starry night, sat back in a chair and just looked up in the sky and thought to ourselves, what's out there? What's out there? You know, our military, our government, NASA, which is government, has an annual budget of $30.92 billion per year. And a lot of that money is gone into weaponry. You can bet they're trying to weaponize space, no doubt about it. A lot of it is to surveillance of enemies and maybe surveillance of the United States, the American people, with their 5G technology, all these little mini towers. And then a little bit left over for space exploration. Looking for what? Exploring and looking for what? Well, that's kind of what we're talking about tonight here. Because I know so much of what we've been told, Bruce, is a lie. You don't waste time looking for something that you say does not exist. And we keep being told that, you know, it does not exist. Oh, that's cuckoo talk. That's cuckoo talk. But then you have space exploration out there. And you've got Arecibo, which is now gone, the largest radio telescope in the world, which was in Puerto Rico, is destroyed now, that was sending out signals looking for alien life, contact with alien sources, life. And so, again, these things are never funded if they don't exist. So I know there's something else out there beyond that. So what's your question, Knight?
Well, I'm surprised. I'm really shocked that you don't believe in the lies yet. I mean, there's enough of them going around. Just pick one out and go ahead and believe in it.
Well, yeah, they do throw a lot of lies at us. But that's a part of what I'm talking about. Put on your thinking cap here. Ask logical questions. You should receive logical answers, correct?
Right. We start getting common sense stuff. We're not on the same planet. There's in our government, we have the wrong occupants of our government. That's our whole problem. We have a great government. We have great systems that can be done correctly, but we got the wrong occupants, and they've got to be removed. But I've got two questions for you real quick, okay?
Sure, go ahead.
The first one is, and this goes into your music arena, cap on, about 3 weeks ago, you had a bumper music. She sang like Karen Carpenter, and you mentioned was like Rumor. What's her name?
Her stage name is Rumor. Her name is Sarah Joyce. Her stage name is Rumor.
Okay, Sarah Joyce.
Sarah Joyce, but she goes by Rumor. So type in Rumor Smooth Jazz, you'll find her. She's actually Lebanese or Pakistani.
She's got a great voice.
Beautiful voice.
My lasting question, and that is, Derek Schulin, who was put in prison and stabbed out there in Tucson for the alleged killing of what was his name? That guy who, they finally about 3 weeks ago uncovered the fact that it's all been staged.
You're talking about George Floyd.
Thank you very much. And here's my question to you. After all that's happened, it looks like to me they tried to take him out because they don't want to go back through uncovering all the corruption, plus paying the millions of dollars that Derek and the others who are in there are going to probably get for the corruption that happened. It's time to put these guys in, the guys who did this, the district attorney, it's time to put them in front of firing squads. That's the only thing that's going to detain them or deter them, let's say. So what's your opinion about him being murdered?
We're a little off topic tonight on that. We're a little off topic, but I'm going to answer your question, then I got to get back to the topic matter.
Right.
In that George Floyd has a position. He has a purpose in this this agenda with Black Lives Matter. He has a purpose. He's a martyr. Even though I've spotted and I've pointed out all the irregularities, all the anomalies with the emergency responders, everything I've pointed out that he was actually killed, that this was allowed to happen in order to make the movement happen. You see, you have to have something happen before you carry out the agenda. And that's exactly what this is. This is like a personal false flag event. Now you have a reason to say that blacks are targeted and the law enforcement needs to be funded. Something has to happen in order to carry out the agenda. So he's simply a martyr. He was not a good guy. He has a long criminal record, but they had to find somebody, a patsy, basically to be used as a martyr to carry out the agenda. Hey, I got to go, Bruce, but thanks for the call. We got to move back to the topic matter. Appreciate it. Anybody else has any questions on this topic we're talking about tonight, please call in 512-248-8252. We're talking about UFOs and what the government knows, and I know they know a heck of a lot more than they're telling us. Let's first of all, Rob, I want to mention you're absolutely correct on Hitler. Hitler did look into saucer technology. I've got a lot of books on that. He was obsessed with it, actually. He was very obsessed with the saucer technology, thinking that was the key to world power, I would assume, military power, if you had this technology. And I'm not sure where he came up with that idea, but he definitely did look into the saucer technology quite a bit. Question for you, Jim, is where are we right now with the disclosure program, and who is actually pushing to any politicians pushing for the disclosure program?
Well, yeah, there's Stephen Bassett.
Okay.
Stephen has formed the Hollywood Disclosure Alliance. which is really, really interesting. Stephen and I are friends, but we don't agree always on we don't agree 100%. We agree 50%. The other 50, he's in a different. But the reality is media. It's media. Let's see. Let's look. What happened X number of years ago in 2017 with the Tic Tacs? Remember our Tic Tacs?
You mean TikTok?
No, Tic Tacs.
No, I don't, I'm not familiar with that. Explain that.
Oh, yes. Off the coast of California. Okay. The Navy. The fighters. The fighter jets. Okay. Anyway. They got to
I'm not familiar with that. Can you give me a little education? I'm not familiar with that at all, Jim.
Try the headlines in the New York Times.
Okay.
It's, you know, UFOs. They had film of quote-unquote UFOs. And they released it. And that was in 2017.
Right.
And so here we are, 6 years later. But what's happened is media. Now all of a sudden, everybody's into. I give lectures now. You have to turn people away.
Uh-huh.
Go back 20 years ago, I'd have 20 people. Now everybody's interested. But it all started with the New York Times.
Okay.
Now I'm not saying those were extraterrestrials. I don't think they were. But the topic got a lot of coverage.
Sure,
and now,
sure.
Thanks to media, everybody's into it.
Mm-hmm. So what parts, actually, we got another call coming in. Let's take this call. I got a bunch of questions for you. We have another call coming in from Kansas. Sherry in Kansas, you're on with Jim Lidwith. Sherry, are you there? Okay. Yeah, she always does that. I watch that. So what about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? He's he's pushing, of course, which we know to be a fact, that the assassination of John F. Kennedy was an inside job. We know that. We know that. Again, here's another instance where all the evidence is piled up that one guy didn't do it. And there's just so much evidence to point that this was an inside job. Intelligence was part of it. Probably LBJ, of course, he was to benefit from it, was part of it also. But he was taken out by our own intelligence. Of course, that's why they seal up documents for another 70 years. Again, something to hide. If there's nothing to hide, you don't seal documents. The same applies to this situation here. And I'm not sure how far this will ever go out because, again, you and I have a lot of information on what happened in Roswell and many other incidences. But for some reason, I don't know. Maybe it's just because of the military aspect of it. They're going to keep this thing covered up because they don't want spies from other countries infiltrating and trying to get the information of this technology, because who has the technology has the power. And let's say we start wars. We have wars now, not using men, but using technology from other sources that are not our sources. Sherry is called back, so let's take Sherry again. Sherry in Kansas, you're on.
Hi, Steve. And you're
hey,
out again.
What's on your mind tonight?
I've heard John Moore say that he's talked to at least one or more people in the satellite industry, and they say that there's at least like 25 satellites up there that have been up that nobody on Earth, at least in this present era, put up since 1959. I think the Black Knight satellite is the most famous one I've heard about. But he said there's, because they got to know before they launch these satellites what else is up there and what's its orbit.
Sure. Jim, any comment on that?
Yeah. What you need to do is get yourself a pair of night vision glasses. They're expensive. They're about $3,000. But if you had those glasses, you would see stuff that'll blow your mind.
That's what I've heard. Now, so you couldn't just, can you see this stuff with these I've heard Jim McCanny talk about these sort of like astronomy binoculars. That's not going to cut it.
No.
I don't really know that much about those. The night vision basically picks up light. And it's amazing what you see. I mean, we'll sit there for hours and count hundreds and hundreds of objects. Now, they're not all satellites. X percent are satellites. But there's a lot of space junk. Lots of space junk.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you've got all of this stuff. But what I like is stuff that makes turns. You want to talk about ET? What about the extraterrestrial? Actually, there's stuff on YouTube where you can see some of this stuff. I've seen stuff turn. What satellite turn? They don't turn. They move in a straight line. They're in orbit. I mean, it's amazing what's out there.
Do you know anything about the, I've heard two things, the Battle of Los Angeles and then something that happened in Washington, D.C. in 1952?
Oh, yeah.
Can talk about that, I would appreciate it, and I'll hang up.
Okay.
All right,
1947, the Battle of Los Angeles. That was what they call it. You know, YouTube it. Google it. YouTube it.
Okay.
The Battle of Los Angeles. What it is something, I believe it was E.T., was in our skies over Los Angeles. We fired, I think, 3,000 rounds of artillery at it. Uh-huh. Didn't hit anything. As a matter of fact, some people around L.A. were killed from the shrapnel that fell. And so, you know, it was war jitters, you know, the Japanese, maybe they were attacking. It wasn't the Japanese. It was extraterrestrial. And it's just amazing. That was the Battle of Los Angeles. 1952, Washington, D.C., better known as the UFO merry-go-round. On two weekends in 1952, E.T. buzzed the White House, D.C. Our jets went up, couldn't catch him. Two weekends in a row. That was called the Washington merry-go-round, I believe. But anyway.
That's interesting. So they got into U.S. airspace, and our military did what?
Well, like they scrambled some jets, but they couldn't catch him. I mean,
so let's we got another call coming in. I want to go back to that a little bit because I want to talk about the sightings from the commercial jet liners and the tower, the air traffic controllers in the tower. I'll talk about that a little bit too. Let's take our next call from North Carolina. Francis, you're on with Jim Ledwith.
Hey, young man.
Hey.
Hello to you.
Start the show off good. All right.
You did what?
She always starts the show off by calling me young man. I love it.
And hello to your guests as well. I have a couple freebies for you.
Sure.
Are you ready? Okay.
Yep.
As long as you're ready for this. One, I have to applaud you for wanting to go down that particular channel of a rabbit hole to start with. I have to applaud you.
Yep.
One, if people actually thought about it, whenever people go to a science fiction fantasy film or whatever out in the mainstream media and all that, and they get spoon-fed little drips and drabs of what has actually been recovered and so forth, I find it absolutely hilarious to start off with. And people just shrug it off. It's like, oh, that's just entertainment. However, in light of what I think a lot of people are missing is that when this, I call it StarCraft. I don't call it alien spacecraft or whatever because to me the word alien is derogatory. They're actually living beings out in space or whatever. To start with, their craft was actually inadvertently brought down because of how the radar at that time was functioning, which is in its, shall we say, infancy for that matter. And so as a result, I'm not surprised that the craft got brought down to begin with. Now, on the flip side of that scenario, there were several things about that. issue, aside from the aspect that they had recovered the bodies of the beings that were inside and so forth for their own medieval purposes, dare I say. There's two things for you as a freebie. One, the material, the fiber, if you want to call it that, StarCraft is made of, had interesting properties to it. And thus, they had a real field day in the scientific community. Secondly, on part of the wreckage, especially like the skeletal, what would be referred to as the skeletal part, they had interesting symbols that were etched into or molded into the framework. Well,
I'll tell you, we got a commercial break, Francis. We're going to bring you right back because you've got some great topics here. I want to talk about technology that we have probably harvested from the alien technology. So we'll come right back to you. Stay tuned. More to come.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
And we are back. Let's go back to our caller in North Carolina, Francis. Go ahead and finish up, Francis.
Well, in short, basically the emblems that they were discovered that were on it, should I say, etched into the metal beams for that matter, were basically symbolic of what is referred to as the 11 galactic and universal laws of love and harmony, in short. And it wasn't just one particular being that utilized those or illustrated those, but there were 11 different beings that volunteered a symbol for that to be etched, for that matter. So as far as the aspect of technology that's being used this day and time, yes. And quite frankly, the beings that use like what's called fiber optics, they got that idea from minerals that are naturally inherent here on the Earth, because they viewed the Earth as a school for learning, in a nutshell. So for a fiber optic material that's now being used, it was used even back at that time when it was discovered. Think of the mineral called selenite, if you will, or other milky or clear-looking minerals, for that matter. They are fibrous in nature as a result, and says they end up learning a lot from that as well. So it's a two-way deal.
That's exactly what I thought, too, in the past. What technology do we have today that's, hey, this is way beyond ours, our intelligence. There's no way. Fiber optics was one of the very first things that came to mind also for me. Jim, Ledwith, do you have any comments on this issue?
Not really. I mean, that may be the case. It may not be. So I'm not going to weigh in one way or the other.
Is there any technology out there you might point to say this is probably reverse engineered from something else?
You know, there probably is, but I'm not coming up with any right this moment. But there probably is.
Like I said, the fiber optics was the first thing that came to mind, and that's a pretty good call there, Francis. I think we're onto something there, definitely. That Rob, James, any comments on technology you think that may be something that's really been reverse engineered? It's really not ours.
Absolutely, I've witnessed it myself. I used to work for Toyota as a master technician years ago. Uh-huh. Okay. Hybrid technology. I could get into the data stream for a hybrid, how it functioned, everything like that, except when it got into the secondary data streams that the engineers were only allowed to be managing and looking at. Because, again, we have something that, a system that oscillates from being a generator, from a motor to a generator within nanoseconds. Got it.
We'll come back to that second hour. All right, you're listening to the National Intel Report, hour number two coming up, and we still have our guest Jim Ledwith, ufologist, and my good friend Rob James. This is our final show of this show, retiring it on December 4th. Second hour coming right up.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.